600 AM.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. and always appreciate you guys tuning in. Hopefully, you're all here every week to learn with us about great and new exciting news in the field of health and wellness. Today is no exception. I have one of my favorite special guests slotted to be on today. Dr. Joseph Lamb, he's a medical doctor, physician, been involved with integrative and holistic medicine for, gosh knows, 20 years at least, and he's just a great resource of valuable information, so he's going to be sharing a lot of great stuff with us today. We're going to be discussing a couple important topics. I mean, I think probably the biggest topic that we're going to hit on, it's going to hit home for most people, is we're going to be discussing things related to the cold and flu season coming up, what we can do to support our immune systems this time of year. I know I have a daughter who just started kindergarten and there's been strep throat and all sorts of stuff going around. So it's that time of year. We're back indoors more. We're dealing with more recycled air. The windows aren't as open as much. The temperature drops. We get less sun exposure, more stress. Everything kind of adds up and the bugs like to thrive. And this is the time of year. And Dr. Lamb is going to be taking us through some excellent suggestions for helping support your immune system through the winter season to reduce cold and flu issues. And talked about this topic many times. The other thing that we're going to discuss a little bit here at the beginning of the show isn't so much about what you can take to feel better, whether it's related to a headache or immune system or, you know, whatever it might be. We're going to be talking about what, you know, what goes into the things that you take. So this is the concept and the conversation around regulation in the supplement industry, you know, and Dr. Lamb and I were discussing yesterday what we're going to talk about today. And this is really something that he wanted to bring up and I thought was really a great idea. There is a big conception, basically, that supplements aren't regulated and people are doing whatever they want, whenever they want. And, you know, we're going to talk about the truths and the myths associated with this idea that supplements don't have oversight and that you don't really know what you're getting, because it is important to understand and to know what are you getting and what aren't you getting. And we're going to really get into that conversation so that certainly by the end of the first half of the show today, you're going to know exactly what to look for and you're going to be very well educated on what's going on with your supplements, so that when you show up at your doctor's office and you tell them that you're taking this vitamin and that vitamin and this vitamin, and they look at you and say, oh, well, that's all a bunch of hoopla, you're wasting your money, none of that stuff is regulated or proven anyway, it's dangerous, you're going to have a really good, be able to explain yourself really well and basically explain to them that that is not the case at all. So Dr. Joseph Lamb is board certified in both internal medicine and holistic medicine. Until May of 2000, he was president of the Integrative Medicine Works in Alexandria, Virginia. So he's a local boy here. He now works for Metagenics, which is one of the leaders in the nutraceutical and supplement industries. Dr. Lamb works in partnership with his patients to create optimal health and well-being by using functional medical approaches, including lifestyle modification, herbal and nutritional therapies, and cognitive therapy. Dr. Lamb completed his graduate education at the Medical College of Virginia in Richmond and his residency at Presbyterian University of Pennsylvania Medical Center in Philadelphia. He is an assistant clinical professor of medicine at George Washington, and Dr. Lamb is a native Alexandrian, was active in his community until moving to Gig Harbor, Washington. He's the past president of the St. Stephen's and St. Agnes Alumni Association and was president of the Commonwealth Consultants Foundation, a local charity chartered to provide unique educational and social experiences for economically deserving children and young adults. So, Dr. Lamb, you've been on with us many times before. You're always one of my favorite guests. Thanks again for taking the time to be with us on the show today.
Good morning, Dr. Passero. It's great
to be back in some sense in the D.C. area.
Yeah, at least connecting to the local community. So, you know, you heard my intro. We talked about this yesterday. You know, I'm going to let you just kind of start. I mean, being working for probably one of the top supplement manufacturer companies in, you know, the entire world, you obviously know the ins and outs of regulation and procedure when it comes to what goes into making a supplement. And I think we're going to talk about some really important points here and hopefully drive home what people need to be looking out for and what they need to know and not know about what happens with supplements. So go ahead and just, you know, start us off here.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. Over the weekend, I went to a pretty traditional medical conference, and they had some discussions on nutrition, and I was really excited about that. Excuse me. And they had some discussions also on the topic of bioidentical hormones. And I was like, wow, this is really nice that they're having a discussion about this. Let's see what they say. And one of the things that struck me very quickly and was actually kind of disconcerting that came out very quickly was they didn't have very many positive things to say. And the things that they said would have scared many practitioners away from the use of nutritional supplements. And what particularly affected me in this regard, and what particularly concerned me in this regard, was the statement that nutritional supplements are unregulated by the FDA. And when I heard that statement, I was like, well, you know, that's not really a fair representation. And it's just enough of a statement when they coupled with the statement, if you don't know what you're giving your patient and they have an untoward outcome, then you're guilty of malpractice. And I listened to that and I thought, you know, before I started, you know, applying myself to learning something about integrative medicine, and if I had heard that in a conference, what would have been my takeaway? And my takeaway probably would have been not to have a discussion with my patients about what they were taking and simply to give them a stock warning and say, go away, don't take it. And so, and, you know, it was a big surprise to me because just like for you, you and I live in the world of nutritional supplements and we familiarized ourselves with the regulations. But I realized that maybe many of the patients don't know it and they don't know what to say when they are face to face with their internist and their internist suddenly says something like this. So, you know, I wanted to talk about it and obviously we are. So the first thing to be said is the FDA does regulate the nutritional supplement industry. It's not in the same way that they regulate the pharmaceutical industry. That's true, to be fair. But in many ways, the regulation is similar. One of the big the act that basically describes the laws that guide the FDA is called DSHEA, Dietary Supplement and Health Education Act, that came out in 1994. And there were a couple big statements that came out of DSHEA. The first one was that for nutritional supplements, you can only make structure function claims, not disease claims. So that means if we were talking about diabetes, for example, I can't say that my nutritional supplement is for the treatment of diabetes. I may be able to say that my nutritional supplement, if there's support for this claim, I could maybe say that my nutritional supplement is for the maintenance of healthy blood sugar or for the stabilization of glucose metabolism or something along those lines. But I can only really say that they're for the prevention of health, and I can only really say that they support normal structure, normal physiology. I can't say on a supplement that they support a disease. The second thing that has really come into play, and it wasn't part of DSHEA, but it's come into play since then, is the concept of good manufacturing practices. And in the mid-2000s, the FDA passed some laws, and they basically said there are going to be good manufacturing practices in place for all nutritional supplement companies by such and such a date. And over the last part of the last decade, those laws went kind of came into effect on a graded basis. Initially, the very large companies had to be GMP first, and then the smaller companies, and then it eventually applied to even the smallest of the small companies. No matter how big you were, if you were making a nutritional supplement, you had to be good manufacturing practices. You had to have a set of rules in place about what you do in your plant when you make a product, or what you do when you receive a raw material from someone, or how you do it.
Right. And I mean, I know because I've done GMP certifications because I consult with other companies. I mean, these rules are incredibly detailed, and they really pretty much mirror the exact rules that are used in a pharmaceutical plant and what's going on when pharmaceuticals are produced, meaning you have to account for every single raw material that comes in, the way it's stored, making sure that it says it, that it is what it says it is. Every single step of manufacturing, everything has to be documented. You need checks and balances on every single step. It is a laborious paper trail, documentation, extravaganza to come to good manufacturing practice standards, in that every single step of the process, from when the materials, even from the state of your physical plant before you even open your doors, how far the weeds are growing from the front door, pest control, you know, the way everything is set up to be stored, to receiving raw ingredient, to every single step of the manufacturing process, all the way to the finished product, how things are labeled, and even how things are returned to the company if there's a problem, if somebody returns something, and adverse event reporting. It is meticulous from start to finish, correct?
It is. And the caveat there is that you, as a company, you write your own GMPs, and they have to meet a basic standard. And you write your rules, and some people write more rigorous rules than others do. And certainly the company that I work for, and we've been GMP certified, and I'm going to talk about that in just a second, but we've been GMP certified since the early 2000s, because the proposed rules were out there since, you know, early in the 2000s that companies were going to be required to do this, and we got on the leading edge to make sure that we'd be ready. But you're a little bit at prey for how rigorous the rules are, but the FDA now is going in and going to companies and looking at them, and when they do so, if they don't find the rules to be rigorous enough, they're giving people warning letters, and they're telling them your rules aren't good. The second really important part is, do you follow your rules? And you know, like on a day-to-day basis, like if a product came in and it wasn't the herb that you expected it to be. So if it wasn't echinacea, or it wasn't all echinacea, and yet it came in a bundle that said it was echinacea, you know, what do you do with that? And what do your rules tell you to do with that? Well, our rules here at Metagenics are very strict. If it's not what we think it is, and if it's not extracted to that strength, it gets sent back to the supplier. And, you know, in terms of rice protein, which we use in some of our medical foods, we send back rice protein with some degree of frequency because of heavy metal contamination and pesticide contamination and the such like, and we ship it back to the supplier. Interestingly enough, our suppliers frequently sell those products to other manufacturing companies.
Sure, that aren't not doing every, that. Yep, that aren't doing that rigorous checking.
Right, or yep. aren't don't have the same rigorous standards.
Right.
Because our rules could say this much cadmium. Someone else's rules would say, oh, well, we're comfortable with two times that much cadmium.
Right.
So it's important to do that. And to make sure that a company follows the rules, ideally, you'd like to know that a company is certified. And that's not something that you're going to know from the FDA. You're
right.
going to know, you can probably check on the FDA website and see if there's been a visit, when the last visit was. I suspect that that's there. And certainly warning letters are there on the FDA website. But you don't get a certification if you pass. Like, you don't get three gold stars like we would have in elementary school if we had done a good job. But there are national companies that do that. And in the United States, the NSF and the NNPA are two national companies which come out and look. They look through everything you've done. They look through your records. They look through your processes, and they say, not only do you have quality GMPs, so you have the right rules, you guys follow the rules, and you're certified. And so you want to look for that.
Yep.
The other certification is the Therapeutic Goods Administration, which is the Australian equivalency of the FDA.
Yep. When we come back, I want to pick this conversation up, Dr. Lamb, but we're going to need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be finishing up the discussion around regulation, around GMPs, and, you know, basically helping you understand the take-home message, because there is an important take-home message at the end of this all, at the end of all this, that I really, really want listeners to have, because it will help you make sure that when you walk into some place to select a supplement, you're going to select one that meets the standards that we're discussing, which ensures that it has all of the components of what it says in it, and doesn't have any unwanted things in it. So this is Dr. Kevin Fassero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation, and the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's paradoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Paradoxal 5-Phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy-free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder-free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Fassero. Thank you all for tuning in. Got a great show lined up for you. We've been talking with Dr. Joseph Lamb. We've been discussing some of the aspects around regulation and certification when it comes to nutritional supplements. And folks, this is an important conversation to have. Now, I mean, if you're local to this area and you can stroll into the Village Green, you know, we have a really large selection of companies and products that basically really meet the highest standards. But if you are an avid supplement taker or a regular supplement user, this information is important because you need to, number one, understand the concept so that you can select a supplement that meets these standards. And number two, as we discussed in the very beginning of the show, there are times when you might be questioned or you might be challenged with your decision to take nutritional supplements. And it's always good to be able to explain to people that this concept that the industry is completely unregulated is actually false. So, Dr. Lamb, really appreciate you being on the show with us today. You know, let's kind of pick this conversation up a little bit more as we, where we left off regarding these GMP standards, these good manufacturing practice standards. And I think you were talking about certification, and there are some ways to check, as you discussed, looking on a FDA website to see if there's been any warning letters issued to a company. And mind you, warning letters aren't always the worst thing. You know, I've worked with companies that meet some of the highest standards of GMP practices. The FDA might come in for an audit and they may find one or two things that are a little bit off. The issue is that company working as hard as they can to address any warning letters, and what were the warning letters related to? How severe were they? And basically, is the company working to remedy them immediately? Because there may be a warning letter because the eyewash was not located close enough to the extraction place where the herbs are being extracted. That may not necessarily be something as severe as a warning letter warning somebody about the fact that the FDA found a contaminated product or a high level of a toxin or, you know, a drug residue that should have no place in a supplement. So there are different issues with that. But Dr. Lamb, how can you tell, what's a good way to determine whether or not a company is meeting these good manufacturing practices? Because that's really what you want to be shopping for and looking for when purchasing a supplement, because that is the standard that the government has set.
Yeah, absolutely. So the NSF and the NNTA, you know, the National Science Foundation, and the I forget exactly what NPA stands for at the moment, but it's like Natural Products Association. Those groups basically do certify. And so they're saying, and you should see on the labels or on the website that's present.
Right. So it'll usually have a GMP stamp. Or oftentimes it's a little C in front of the GMP, because the good manufacturing practices do sometimes change. And the C is just referring to the fact that it's a current, they apply to the current good manufacturing practice rules.
Right, exactly. And so that's one way of looking at things. The other thing, you know, to clarify about a warning letter, when you get an FDA inspection, if it's something small, you know, like the eyewash isn't close enough to the blender for the safety of the employee who's working there, or, you know, we'd prefer to see a doorway here so that this room's cut off from the hallway. Generally, those things come in an inspection report. And typically, warning letters are issued when the FDA thinks that there's a bigger issue, or if you failed to resolve the issue that's in place.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read warning letters, you know, the consequences fall into kind of two regards. Like, if you ever read a warning letter that has anything to do with the quality of the product, so, you know, if you ever see that the company you're getting something from has a warning letter and they've been warned, this is the second time that we found traces of bacteria in your product, or, you know, or you didn't fix this adequately since when we were there before in terms of, you know, you're not using the right kind of water, you know, you're not using filtered water, or, you know, there's the potential, because you're not doing this in a HEPA-filtered closed room, that you're getting, and you have the doors to the loading dock open, and you're getting diesel fumes into where you're making your tablets or something. Those sorts of warning letters you should take very seriously. Warning letters about claims, you know, where, for example, they may say to a nutritional supplement company, you know, the language that you've got on your product seems a little strong. It seems like you're suggesting that there's a treatment for heart disease if we take your product. And you can't say that. You can say supports healthy heart function, but we don't like this use of the word disease. That should bother you less, because, you know, ideally, if you're working with a healthcare practitioner, if you're working with the good people at Village Green, you know, you're going to get good advice, you're going to know what you're taking the product for, and you're not going to be, you know, really dependent upon the label. The other controversy that has recently come to light is the whole issue of medical foods. And as medical foods are a unique category of nutritional supplement that basically says you can have a product for the unique nutritional needs of someone with a disease, a nutritional need that they can't meet through diet alone. And if you have that product and you have research to back it up, that you can claim that that product is a medical food, and that and you can actually put a disease claim on it. So you could say something like, for the management or for the support, the nutritional support of people with the disease diabetes. And we have medical foods like that at Metagenics. One of the recent things that's happening is the FDA is coming out and saying, you know, we're not real comfortable with this definition of medical foods, and we're going to be revisiting this definition. And as we do, one of the things that we're concerned about is whether or not these diseases have unique nutritional needs. And so there's been some real controversy lately about whether things qualify as medical foods. Nothing to do with the quality of research that's been done on them, and the benefit that they have for people. Nothing to do with the quality of the product. What the issue simply is does a disease like diabetes have unique nutritional needs that you can't meet through diet alone? And that really is kind of a philosophic discussion. From the natural medicine approach, I would say that, you know, many of my patients who have diabetes are struggling every day to eat the right foods. They don't have access to the right foods. They're starting with deficiencies, like maybe not enough chromium, not enough selenium. They haven't been taking quality protein, and there may be some botanicals they've been missing along the way, which could be helpful to them. And what I would say is something that helps support their diet as they live their life is helpful. The FDA is taking a little bit more of the position that if you were eating a perfect diet as a diabetic, would you need this product? And so it's kind of a ivory tower versus a real world perspective. And, you know, Metagenics currently is working with a group of industry leaders to try to influence the proposed rulemaking about what this rule is going to end up being at the end. But, you know, first and foremost, look for the certification on products. And, you know, at Metagenics, we're triple E certified. Second, look to see what the track record is of the company. And then most importantly, talk with your healthcare practitioner or talk with the person who's got the products on the shelf, because companies like Village Green, they actually have programs in place many times to say to the company, okay, you've tested your product, but we're going to probably ask you to show us that testing to reassure us that yours is indeed a quality product before we put it on our shelves. So buying from reputable pharmacies and apothecaries, going to good practitioners, you're in a good place.
Yeah, I think, you know, probably the best bet for people is, you know, to work with somebody that you trust, you know, because the good manufacturing seal on things does help us to understand that this company is working hard to meet the good manufacturing practices and that they've called in a third party to certify them on that. And some of them do it with a single third party. Companies like Metagenics, who really try and set the standards, do a triple certification. It's basically like getting asking your accountant to do an audit on your taxes before the IRS comes in. Now, it's kind of the same scenario in that the IRS doesn't have the resources to go ahead and audit every single person who submits their taxes. There are rules, there are regulations, and they expect that people are going to behave by those rules. And if you get in trouble or you get a random audit and you haven't behaved by those rules, there's going to be consequences to pay for it. And that is kind of where the supplement industry is at. The FDA, there are laws in place that do regulate these supplements. However, The FDA does not currently have the resources to send an auditor to every single company that's making nutraceutical products to make sure that they're meeting these good manufacturing practices. So although the truth of the scenario is that, yes, these supplements are regulated, the other truth to it, which you sometimes hear from the people who are more critical of nutritional supplements, is that they're not regulated. And it's not that they're not regulated, it's that the FDA doesn't always have the oversight to regulate everyone and to police every single person out there making nutritional supplements. And this is where the industry can get a bad name. For example, you may hear about a supplement that's been released that was tainted with a certain hormone to make it more effective, or had really high levels of a something in it. And these are usually the products that are the most unscrupulous in the market. These are usually the weight loss products, which have a very, very high market. People are really always trying to just spend money on weight loss. You know, they really just want a quick fix for everything. A lot of the sexual dysfunction products, erectile dysfunction and other things, muscle building. These are people who are trying to oftentimes get the effect of a drug, but either can't afford to purchase the drug or can't get a prescription from a doctor. So they're turning to the nutraceutical industry, and there are some unscrupulous players who will put things in nutraceutical supplements that shouldn't be there. And thankfully, the FDA oftentimes fines those people, meaning give them an actual penalty of money, and oftentimes puts them in jail if they don't immediately cease what they're doing and rectify the scenario. So, I hope that helps people understand a little bit more. It's kind of a little bit of a difficult process to go onto the FDA website and search for the company and look for if there are any warning letters, but looking for that good manufacturing practice standard and then working with people who know the company. So, for example, I've worked with Metagenics for over 10 years, and I know their standards. And I know how they work. And we know that they're setting the bar for their good manufacturing practices. And if I ask them to show me the spec sheet on a raw material that they have, then they would send it to me and show me that, yes, in fact, these are the standards we go by. Many of the nutraceutical companies that I use have been to the actual facilities where they produce them and have seen the good manufacturing practices procedures in place. I've seen the degree in which they take care in making their products. And it is to the absolute same standards that pharmaceuticals are made. And pharmaceuticals are guilty of this as well. We know there are problems when drugs get recalled from the market, either due to contamination, mold contamination or bacterial contamination, because good manufacturing practices weren't met. Or the FDA issues a warning letter to a pharmaceutical company because they analyze their product and they find that there's not enough of the active drug in there, or there's too much of the active drug in there. These are all things that can happen in any industry. And the reality is, if you stick with the right companies, you can be very, very well assured that the supplements that you're taking have exactly what's in them. And also, incredibly importantly, as Dr. Lam alluded to before, they don't have anything unwanted in them, meaning that you're not getting any high traces of pesticide residues, you're not getting heavy metals, you're not getting other ingredients that shouldn't be in there, and that your supplement is going to be effective. Because let's say you're trying to take a supplement of a plant extract, that plant may have three or four different species, but only one of the species of plant is actually medicinally active. Well, if your supplement company is trying to cut corners, cut costs, and not adhering to good manufacturing practices, they may be ordering the raw material from some place in China, and the place in China is sending them, yes, it may be echinacea or it may be the herbs St. John's wort that you're looking for, but it may be a species that does not necessarily have the medicinal benefits that the product is being marketed for. And that is why it's important that every company have the ability to test and double check and have checks and balances in place that make sure that each product is what it is. And again, the good supplement manufacturers will have that, and you can be very confident in defending the fact, if you're taking nutritional supplements and you're doing it in a responsible way with a company that you vetted, or you're working with somebody who's vetted them, that you have the confidence to say that this product is regulated, this product is safe, this product does meet the standards that any of the pharmaceuticals would meet in this country. So we're going to end the.
Caveat to that. It's about the proving of an ingredient as being effective. And, the old dietary ingredients, nutritional supplements, which have been around since before 1994, nutritional supplement companies don't have to prove that that ingredient works. But anything that's new, anything that's come out since then, that's a dietary ingredient, to take it down the path of proving that it's efficacious, you have to get an IND, an investigational new drug application, just like you would for a pharmaceutical. So just like there's some long-standing pharmaceuticals from the distant past, like Digoxin, like Synthroid in the past, and some of the others that never had to prove themselves from an efficacy and safety point of view, there's some nutritional supplements from the past, but they've got a rich history of being used and the safety of being used. And good companies monitor that and keep detailed records about that. So that's the one caveat. And I think that's frequently where they try to hold us up. The speakers in the traditional market, they say, well, you know, we proved that this drug worked. Well, and you guys didn't prove that that nutraceutical worked in the same way. And it's getting the standards are high. Good companies only put efficacious things in their products. And like Dr. Passero said, if you go to a good practitioner or a good source of products, they're checking to see that what they are giving you is going to be helpful for what you need.
Right. And, you know, nutraceuticals aren't drugs. That's the reality. You know, they're not designed to be drugs. The drugs are designed to have an incredibly powerful physiological action and manipulate a process of physiology in the body for a very specific desired outcome. Nutraceuticals can do very powerful things for the body, but in most cases, they're designed to be used in corporation with lifestyle changes, healthy diet, exercise. They're promoting optimal health. So, you know, the whole aspect of proving that a nutraceutical works to the same degree of a drug as far as a double-blind placebo-controlled study, it doesn't always apply in the same fashion because nutraceuticals are assisting the body, not basically overpowering the body. They have a very important role in health, and they can be phenomenal tools at creating dramatic improvements in people's lives and health when other things are implemented and sometimes even on their own. Now, Dr. Lamb, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk cold and flus. Let's talk what ingredients out there, what supplements, what herbs, what do we want to be looking at to support our immune systems through the winter, because now's the time to have the conversation. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thanks for tuning in today. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. And don't forget, you can always listen to our previously recorded shows for absolutely free by going onto the Village Green website at www.myvillagegreen.com. On the right-hand side of the homepage, there is a microphone icon. If you click on that icon, that will take you to our archive show section, and you can download anything. You can stream it on your computer. You can download it as a podcast and listen to it at your convenience. It's a great way to listen to all of the great interviews that we've done. I really hope that you guys got some information out of the last segment as far as purchasing good quality supplements and understanding what to look for when purchasing good quality supplements. And if nothing else, strengthening your ability to defend the use of nutritional supplements, because so oftentimes I hear patients are told by authority figures that the industry is unregulated and that they shouldn't take them, and they really don't know what to say about it or how to come back at it. And this is a great way to just know a little bit more about what you're taking and what goes behind the products that you're taking. So we've had on the phone with me today Dr. Joseph Lamb. He is a medical doctor, board certified in both internal medicine and holistic medicine. He's been working for Metagenics, which is a leader in vitamin and supplement manufacturing, one of the best nutraceutical companies in the world, basically really setting the highest standards for manufacturing research and production of very high-quality, efficacious products. In this segment and the remainder of the show, we're going to be talking a little bit about immune support and gearing up your immune system for the cold and flu season. So, Dr. Lamb, you want to take us through some of your favorite recommendations for supporting the immune system in general?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, one of the simple things, and, you know, we forget about this, but it's good hand washing and coughing into your sleeve instead of into your hands or coughing into a tissue, just like the things that we teach little kids. One of the things that always struck me that was so fascinating was, you know, when parents who had been in relatively good health suddenly had little people who they started sending to nursery school or preschool or elementary school for the first time, the kids pass all these colds around the classroom. And interestingly enough, kids seem to bounce back pretty quick from them. But it was always the parent who, like, 2 weeks later was like, you know, little Bobby was sick for 3 days, and we had to keep him home from school for one, but I've been sick for 2 weeks. And what that speaks to a lot is both our immune competence, but it also speaks to the stress that our bodies are under. So, you know, hand washing, using tissues, throwing them away yourself, you know, being careful about whose telephone you use if someone's sick, those sorts of things, not sharing forks, not sharing glasses, good basic stuff. But the other piece is, how do you support your health in general? And, you know, at a very basic level, a good healthy diet, a good multivitamin, you know, taking your fish oil for anti-inflammatory support and immune support so that you don't get run down, keeping your vitamin D levels at a good place. Those are all great starting places. You know, just restoring your basic health so that you're hearty before you even start about thinking about how do I prevent myself from getting that specific infection that, you know, Betty, who's in the cubicle across the way from me, has.
Yeah, I think definitely to speak to that, one of the biggest immunosuppressors of all is stress. And, you know, I mean, it's easy to speak to reduce your stress, but I mean, I know of anybody else that I'm sure most people know, I mean, under a lot of stress, you know, and sometimes being under stress is not a bad thing. It's a question of how you manage it. And I think just taking some really simple steps, you know, things that we don't think about, like, for example, you know, skipping meals, like not eating your breakfast, or really not eating lunch, or eating breakfast but skipping lunch. When you get blood sugar lows, when you don't eat properly, if you miss meals or you eat very high carbohydrate or high sugar meals, when you do choose to eat food, you get a blood sugar spike and a blood sugar dip. And when that blood sugar dips, stress hormones go up. And, you know, we think about stress as, you know, work and relationships and finances. finance and commuting and, you know, all these things that we recognize as stress. But we have to realize there's only one system in the body that manages all stress. And it doesn't care whether it's the stress of blood sugar or the stress of a financial issue or the stress of a relationship issue or a work issue. It all gets filtered through the same system and the same stress hormones. So are there some simple things that you can do that just reduce your stress just by paying attention to your body and doing things that are healthful? Reducing your caffeine intake, because caffeine causes increased release of stress hormones, which suppress your immune system. Making sure that you're keeping your blood sugar stable by eating a good mix of proteins and good quality fats and fiber at every meal keeps your stress hormones in balance. And of course, doing all the other things that we know balance stress hormone. Exercise boosts our immune system. Getting adequate sleep. It's one thing to be stressed out all day, but maybe instead of going home and polishing off a bottle of wine to unwind from that stress and staying up too late watching TV that's distracting you from the stress of the day, if you just do the discipline to maybe have one glass of wine, drink some water, hydrate yourself, and get in bed early to recover from sleep, you're much less likely to get sick. Those are some simple lifestyle ones. Dr. Lamb, I didn't mean to cut you off, but wanted to interject that. I would like you to continue.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'd like you to continue on the topic now.
Great. Well, you know, particularly during the winter, and I do this a lot throughout the year because I'm one of those people who travel a lot, having gotten over 100,000 miles already this year for traveling around the country. But vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. Vitamin C helps boost the immune system because it's an antioxidant, number one. And number two, there's studies that show that vitamin C increase the activity of white blood cells that defend us. So that's a really important one. Another really important
Now that one is so simple. I think sometimes people question because they've heard it so many times. Does it actually work?
Yeah, there are good studies that show that vitamin C decreases the duration and severity of common viral illnesses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so having it on board and getting it regularly does help support the immune system.
Right, and then when you get sick, kicking up the dose. Like when, if you don't feel like taking tablets, taking some of the fizzy vitamin C products that are available, you know, that's a nice way of getting it. You get some of the B vitamins along the way to help support, you know, stress. But, you know, I'll take several grams a day when I'm ill, you know, maybe up to 3 to 4 grams of vitamin C a day. The real limitation on vitamin C in terms of what's the most that someone can take orally is how much your bowel can tolerate. Kind of from the perspective when vitamin C doses get, you know, above 5 grams and you've not been used to taking any at all, a lot of people will get looser stools. And when you get up to 10-gram doses, people get some diarrhea.
Sure.
Now, if you see a practitioner who gives intravenous vitamin C, well, that's a great way to do it as well. And you can get doses, you know, like 25 grams up to 50 grams intravenously, you know, either alone or as part of a Myers cocktail. And they can be a great way of boosting your immune system. You know, and when I was in practice, I used to think about IV vitamin C, you know, not for the average person with general good health, but, you know, someone with rheumatoid arthritis, someone with kind of a debilitated condition, to really give them a kickstart in fighting back against an infection.
Sure, and you can also do it with food. I mean, let's look at the top 10 foods highest in vitamin C. We have red and green hot chili peppers is number one highest. Guavas are the number two, bell peppers, number three, very rich source of vitamin C in bell peppers. Fresh herbs like thyme and parsley are next. Dark leafy greens like kale, mustard greens, and garden cress have very high levels of naturally occurring vitamin C. Broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. I think where people should be surprised in this list of top 10 foods with highest vitamin C content, oranges and tangerines and clementines come in number 9. So, you know, oranges are a good source of vitamin C, but maybe think about your leafy green vegetables or a good organic bell pepper for a good source of vitamin C. Dr. Lamb, I'm sorry, we're going to have to take another quick break. When we come back, I want you to highlight some of your other favorite immune-boosting supplements and lifestyle factors that can help support your body through the cold and flu season. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be right back.
want to digest your food more effectively and more comfortably, you need extraordinary enzymes from Life Extension. With 12 natural enzymes that work together to support a healthy digestive system, extraordinary enzymes helps your body convert protein, fiber, and fat to energy and better absorb nutrients from the foods you eat. It also helps break down vegetables that are hard to digest. And unlike commercial supplements, it doesn't contain the amylase enzyme, which can promote unhealthy after-meal glucose spikes. So stop by Village Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's extraordinary enzymes.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. I have on the phone with me today Dr. Joseph Lamb, medical doctor, board certified in both internal medicine and holistic medicine, used to run a integrated practice here in Alexandria, Virginia, before he moved out to Gig Harbor, Washington, to be a physician and medical advisor for Metagenics, a leading supplement company in the world for producing top quality nutritional and vitamin supplements for health and wellness. Dr. Lamb, thanks again for being on the show with us today. I think we've had good conversations about a lot of different topics. In this segment, we are wrapping up our conversation about what people can do for immune support. Last time we talked about the simplest one. I mean, we talked about lifestyle, sleep, adequate hydration, minimizing stress, eating good food. And then we talked about something as simple as 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and the studies showing that that can actually be useful. What are some of your other favorite immune-supportive products for this time of year, ones that you use yourself or that you see patients have great results with in your practice?
Yeah, I like the probiotics, and there are good studies showing that for little kids, particularly kids getting recurrent ear infections and getting recurrent sinus infections and things like that, that a good probiotic supplement, a good lactobacillus and a good bifidobacterium taken on a regular basis helps decrease the number of upper respiratory infections and ear infections and decreases the severity of those infections.
Yeah.
So if you've got a little one who's plagued by that as they're in school and they're around their classmates, giving a probiotic which sounds kind of counterintuitive. Why am I giving something for my child's gut to prevent an upper respiratory infection? But doing that is a great way of improving a child's health.
Sure. Well, we know gut health is a huge part of immune system, considering 70 to 80% of our immune system is located in the lymphatic tissue associated with our gut. So that's a lot of the times where immune responses and immune balance starts. And that is a great point. There is really great research on using probiotics for immune support, particularly in kids. And it's simple, relatively inexpensive, easy to dose, and a great, great therapy for kids. So, and a good time of year to talk about it as everybody's been back to school in the last month. So what are some other of your favorites, Dr. Lamb?
One thing I like a lot is actually echinacea. And, you know, 500 milligrams to 800 milligrams three times a day, depending on the strength of the product that you're talking about. If you've got something that's a concentrated extract, the dose can be smaller. But echinacea purpura and, you know, like a root extract, a great way to go. You know, most frequently, I use things like echinacea or one of Metagenics' products, which is a traditional Chinese medicine called Essential Defense, when, you know, I don't take them on a regular basis, given that my overall health is pretty well, but I take them when I think I'm in a kind of a circumstance where I'm more likely to get infected. If I may be, you know, on an airplane, breathing the recycled air. And, you know, studies have shown that there's probably not that many more bacteria in the air than you would be if you were in, like, a movie theater with that many people. But what's different about being on the airplane is the humidity is less.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to exactly what you said, Dr. Passero, about good hydration. If the humidity is less, your mucous membranes dry out and you're not as able to defend yourself. So keep drinking the fluid, too, while you're on the plane. But, you know, if I'm doing a lot of traveling, if I'm feeling run down, I'll take echinacea. If I start getting the symptoms, I'll take some additional zinc. I may take our Essential Defense product. You know, for people with more chronic diseases, for people with diabetes, for people with some of the autoimmune diseases, you know, particularly for people with respiratory illnesses like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, I may well go ahead and give that person an immune booster like echinacea or andrographis or one of the mushroom products on a regular basis. But since there was one study, small study, wouldn't say it was the greatest of studies, but it suggested that, you know, while white blood cell function improved in its activity during the first 12 weeks of echinacea, it started dropping off a little bit and maybe even went below baseline after the 12 weeks. When I was in clinical practice, I always kind of varied for people who I was maybe giving something to throughout the winter. You know, I'd give them, you know, echinacea maybe first and then andrographis and maybe some mushrooms along the way while making sure that their vitamin D levels had been good and they were taking C and they were taking a probiotic.
So, yeah, varying it up, allowing your body to utilize the different response to these herbs and allowing different herbs to coax your immune system to be more balanced by relying on their different mechanisms of action. I think that is a good idea. Whether or not the study was a good study or a bad study, I think it always is a good idea to change up what your body's responding to as far as, you know, what you're taking in. You know, there's always a question that people ask Dr. Lamb is, you know, how much vitamin D should I take? You know, should I take 1,000? My doctor just said take 1,000. My nutritionist told me to take 5,000 a day. You know, it's a really common question that I get, and I'm, you know, very comfortable answering it with patients, but I'd love for you to chime in and give your thoughts on answering that question briefly before we have to end.
Well, given how many people are vitamin D deficient in this country, starting at 1,000 units, it's a great starting place. But particularly if you're a person of color, or if you're a senior who spends more of your time indoors, or if you're a woman who wears a foundation every day that has a sun protection factor of 15, you're very, very likely to be vitamin D deficient. Measuring a 25 hydroxy vitamin D level and going from there, great way to go. Most labs say that the normal range is 30 to 100. That's nanograms per milliliter. Optimal, I would say, is somewhere between 40 to 60 for a generally healthy person. And probably, you know, 50 to 75 or 80 for someone with an autoimmune disease. And, you know, frequently I find that to get people in that 40 to 60 area, most people need between 2,000 to 5,000 international units to maintain them in that area.
Yeah, so, and it is always a great idea. Make sure that you're giving, the answer really is just what you said. Make sure to have your levels checked and monitored and get on a dosing regimen that works for your individual needs. So, everybody, thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope we got some good information. Don't forget to tune in next week, 10 to 11, every Sunday. We're here bringing you the latest and greatest related to health and wellness. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, thanking you all again for being with us today. Dr. Joe, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. Always appreciate your information and insights.
Thank you, Kevin. It was great to be on today.
All right, everybody. This wraps up today's show. This is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you all the best of health. Until I talk to you next time, take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hi, everybody. It's David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show. Tune in next Sunday and every Sunday at 11 right here on 1500 and 820 a.m. to hear the latest from the food and wine scene. We've got celebrity chefs, sommeliers, winemakers, and more all here to tell you about the inside skinny that you won't find anywhere else. That's Foodie and the Beast this Sunday at 11.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell says